第一，阿弥陀佛。
今天手上还会有一张讲义哦，除了上一个礼拜的架构之外，还有一个是整个三十系念的白文的部分的讲义。
Today we are giving another hangout. So you can see is last week we have the three times observance structure. This week and we're gonna have brief summary of this entire Dharma service.
那我们上次呢是把整一个前面的三十系念的缘由，还有它的时代背景，还有撰写的这个中峰国师跟大家做了一个介绍。
Last week we gave an introduction about the course of this Dharma service and the time background, and also the author. We gave a brief introduction.
还把整个简单的架构跟大家说明了。那这次呢，我们要从还是从那个三个大段落来跟大家做一下简介。
And also we introduce the structure of this Dharma service. Today we're gonna explain the summary of this Dharma service.
那大家左边应该还有我们上个礼拜的讲义哦，就是我们整一个三十系念佛事啊，它主要的目的是要超见往生西方极乐世界啊，超见这些亡灵往生西方极乐世界。那它整一个佛事分成招请本法跟回向。
From last week's hangout, and you can see the structure. The main purpose of this Dharma service is to transcend the deceased into the Western Pure Land. So you can see from last week's structure, in the very beginning, the first row, you can see we invite deceased, and then we invite them. We literally invite them to come to join us for this Dharma service.
那我们把现在今天就从招请这边开始跟大家说明哦。那虽然呢这个三十系念的这个佛事哦，是依这个中峰明本禅师他将禅净融合的思想做成的一个仪轨，那事实上其实我们看的里面的整一个修持的方法其实都是在教我们练这个心。
We're gonna start from the invitation, from the invite the deceased, this whole Dharma service. This Dharma service is, the author is Master Zongfeng Mingben. He used Chan and Pure Land rule and structure for this three times observance to practice.
那这个招请呢是跟这个三十系念疑犯最大的不同，好，就是这个招请的部分，因为他要招请谁呀？你们觉得刚讲了这招请要招请谁？王者，招请王者吗？还有招请谁？王者看不见，还有招请谁？其实都是看不见的啦。其实最主要还有一个功能是招请我们的心要回到道场来。常常哦，很多人参加法会哦，就是啊，时间到了怎么样，匆匆忙忙的就赶来了哈。那赶来之后呢，啊，唱到哪里就跟着唱。然后有时候心里想想，哎呀，我刚刚哈，等一下哈要去买菜啊，我儿子叫我等一下哈，哎，经过那个超市哈要去买什么，然后心在哪里？心还在嘿外面啦，人是招请来了啦齁，因为法师有说嘛，有法会要来，所以人是招请来了，然后心呢还在门外齁，所以他招请谁啊？ 招请亡灵，还有我们自己哈。
Invitation. The first we start from invitation. Who do we invite? Most people think it is the deceased. Is only the deceased spirit we invite? Actually, we invite something we cannot see. The deceased spirit, of course, we cannot see. And the other main thing is our mind. And we really invite our own mind to this particular place and location to practice with us. A lot of time we heard, oh, well, this is a Dharma service. Oh, I got to get there. Oh, it just started 9:30. I have to rush there. So once my physical body gets here, and but my mind is start thinking, oh, I got to do some food shopping later. Oh, my son told me to buy this and buy that. And then I'm start planning and what I need to buy. So my mind is just wandering outside all over the place, even though my physical body is here. So this is not going to help for the invitation. This invitation is invite the deceased spirit and our own mind.
那所以我们呢，每次集众鼓的时候，就会听到菩萨讲说：“开始了，开始了，然后赶快去。”好，去了以后呢，啊，记得哈，人来了，心也要带来。
So every time, in the beginning of the Dharma service, we hear this, the drum, beating, and so people start rushing into this chant hall to do the practice and hurry up. But don't forget. You have to bring your mind to here to practice together.
那我们看到呢，大家有拿到架构哈，招请你的内容是什么？你们有没有？你们手上有那个架构表，对不对？嘿，起站，对，是界定真相，四句偈，再来是什么？安慰哈，说法。请圣，好，说祭供养，这是我们整一个招请的内容。
When you look at the structure in your hand, it's one simple piece of paper and has two sided. The first row is invite deceased, and the proceeding is like a beginning of praise, and also and the next is the four sentence verses, and then set up name play. In the merit hall. Then following Dharma talk, and then later on invite sages, and at the last and recite verses and make offering.
那其实整一个招请的流程内容呢，是除了我们刚刚讲的人来了，然后心要带来之外，这个心的转换就是在这个仪程当中。
So you can see from this invite, so not only our physical body here, and then the whole proceeding, and we follow this whole proceeding, our mind, and can transform, and then to settle down to this Dharma service.
那尤其呢，当击众鼓击下去，然后法师开始唱这个戒定真香的时候，其实大众的心啊就会怎么样开始做一个转换，其实那时候是开始在变动的，我们的心是开始变动的，从一个散乱的心那回到道场里面，好，然后把我们以最前进的这个心，还有我们最这个庄严的这个唱诵，来祈请十方诸佛菩萨都来护佑我们。
From this proceeding, you can see, starting from the praise of the true incense of a precepts and samadhi, our mind starts to settle down and start to transform from scattered mind and to settle down. And then we use the most sincere mind and to invite, all the sages and, start this Dharma service.
所以呢，当这个戒定，你们法师举戒定真香开始下起枪之后，你会发觉你的心已经开始在变动了。
So, as soon as monastic started saying the praise of a true incense and precept and samadhi, and then you can start feeling your mind start to transform, start to settle down.
好，如果您有拿到我们这个30系列的本子的话，是在第三页。那我们也有英文版的系列本子。
In Chinese book is on the page 3rd for this Dharma service liturgy. And also we have English translated liturgy and it's on the first left hand side of the first page.
那到底这个戒定真香，戒定真香是什么？我们常常很比较大的法会好，开始都是什么？都是法师就开始戒没有开始戒，好，然后呢，戒定真香，为什么它要叫戒定真香啊？为什么？什么是戒定真香？是法师那时候开始出味莲香，是不是？你们都是发现那个法师这个唱完之后，他就怎样，会到前面来莲香，记不记得？
The part praising the true incense and precept and samadhi, and when法师 start saying the first word 戒 that's precept, and that's what 法师 was saying before 戒 precept, and then during that you can see 法师 actually approaching to the altar and then start to pick up the incense. So this is the proceeding and picking up the incense, and 法师 start saying 戒 precept.
他是要出去捻香，所以唱戒定真香吗？好，那时候你会看到那个香已经袅袅的被他怎样燃起来了。好，这是什么香啊？馨香，对，是馨香。好，然后那时候就有人比较敏感，就说啊，这个叫做沉香，这个叫水沉哈，就开始啊什么檀香、沉香，就开始啊今天烧的香不错。
What is this incense of a precept and samadhi? And because the precept and that what Fas is singing, what kind of incense? Some people say it's the incense of the mind, and but some people may have a sharp nose and they may say, oh, this is a sandalwood incense. This is some other special kind of incense. Is really that incense?
这个戒定真香哦，确实是馨香。好，那它是要透过我们心的这个作用来观想这个戒定慧好所成的这个香来供养诸佛菩萨，好，而不是那个我们诸法法师出位去捻的那个什么那个香段啊，他一次要捻三根香啊。如果您有当过这个香灯的话哈，因为想说他怎么跪在那里那么久，其实他有三段的香段要上香。
This incense is really the incense of the mind, and so during this first proceeding, you can actually when Fasi and picking up the incense, you can see the smoke and then start permeating, and then this the main purpose of this incense of the mind, and you need to start do contemplation. This incense, it's really, we use this incense of precept, samadhi, and wisdom to make offering. And a lot of time you see, Fasi is kneeled down for a very long time. He actually picking up 3 pieces of incense.
那这戒定真香其实是从这个六祖坛经里面来的哈。那六祖坛经里面也就讲到这个五分法身香。就是我们的如果您有受过菩萨戒后，师父有特别解释过这一段呢，就是戒香、定香、慧香，还有解脱香、解脱知见香。
This incense, incense of mind actually came from Platform Sutra. The Platform Sutra actually described this. Five kind of incense responding with the five attributes of Dhammakaya, Dhammabody. If you recently took a Bodhisattva precept, actually Shifu did explain this incense is there's five attributes of Dhammabody. This five parts, five attributes actually is the first is precept, the second is dhyana, the third is wisdom, The third is liberation. And the fifth, the last one, is a liberation of the knowledge of Nirvana.
那这个戒是什么? 我们应该都有受过三规五戒, 还有什么戒? 三规五戒, 然后还有, 再来是什么戒? 有八戒, 有没有? 好, 然后还有三规五戒, 菩萨戒, 好, 八戒等等这些, 其实这些戒律里面都是要我们怎样? 止恶勤善嘛, 对不对? 那这边讲的戒相就是心中没有, 无非无恶无嫉妒, 无贪嗔无劫害, 叫做戒相, 哦, 这是我们, 所应该受持的。
What is this precept? We probably all took the precept of the five precepts, a precept and bodhisattva precept. What does this precept want us to do? Actually, and stop all the wrongdoing and doing all the good deeds. And then there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no good, there's no evil.
然后这个定是什么? 你遇到前面这些什么, 是非善恶嫉妒等等这一些境界, 你心都能够安定, 不会跟着这个环境而怎么样? 起烦恼, 好, 就是不会跟着什么魔鬼一起起舞啊。
What's this is samadhi? The samadhi is like before the precept. There's no good, no bad, no evil, or no right, and will not arise of any vexation, and so and not affect by all the environment factors. And so and there's a saying, and you will not dance with demons.
那慧香是从哪里来？从戒跟定而来。 好, 你没有这些, 心中既然没有这些所谓的, 是非啊, 嫉妒, 贪嗔啊, 然后又不会被这些环境所动, 你自然而然就会怎么样? 没有这些挂碍, 好, 没有挂碍, 自然就能够产生这个智慧。 这慧香就是什么? 他说你的心不执着, 境上念下, 你就不会跟自己怎么样? 过意不去啊。 那个我们的住持法师说这个是什么? 什么修理自己啊? 用记忆修理自己, 当下也不要修理自己, 修理完了再用记忆修理, 那就更危险了。
What is this wisdom? This wisdom is from the previous two, the precept and the samadhi, and came from that. And there's no right or wrong, and there's no jealousy, there's no greed, hatred, and ignorance, and mind is not abiding the environment. And then a lot of time, we really abiding the environment, and later on become memory, and then come to torture ourselves. Our Guoxing法师, they said that. And for the present moment, and then you don't use the environment to punish yourself, and then afterwards, don't use your memory to torture yourself.
那我们再看到, 你不会跟自己过意不去, 然后其实你如果是跟自己过意不去是什么? 有烦恼, 烦恼是从哪里来? 当然烦恼是从心来, 可是是因为什么? 你的心有所求, 你才会起烦恼, 才会跟自己过意不去, 因为不如意嘛, 对不对? 然后呢, 你就怎么样? 不得解脱啊。 这边如果你能够心无所攀缘, 你就不会去在意, 然后你也不会去, 希望人家对你有什么样的肯定, 你才能够什么? 解脱啊, 不然你就是被这些烦恼所束缚了。
And not finding a trouble to yourself and not use your current environment, use your memory to torture yourself. What is that? Because what is torturing you? It's the vexation. Because our mind is abiding something. We want something for return. And if we cannot get it in not as our wish, and then we will not be liberated. So if you don't abiding, don't attach anything. So you really, your mind is free from attachment. And you don't ask for people's praise and from you. So you're not attached to that, and then your mind will be liberated.
那有一种人是这样哈，他确实哦，他也可以这个无所求啊，然后他也可以这个也不会去跟自己过意不去啊，可是那个态度是消极的哈。然后还有一种呢，就是说好，我这个都可以不用管，然后我就自己怎么样管好自己哈。可是呢，那一种跟我们的修行啊是相背驰的哈，他并没有积极的去修学哈，没有去多去跟人接触，去看看自己到底你是不是真的是不在意哦，还是你是什么是完全消极的状况哦。那这个就像什么，我们在打坐的时候哈，有些人呢会怎么样，我就是坐在那里，好，坐到那边变成什么叫做冷水泡石头的时候啊，其实就是那个什么，你就空寂在那边，那是真的吗？那是真的你有修行吗？不是哦，那是没有智慧的，那个也根本不是所谓的你的解脱跟安定。
Some people say, well, you know, I don't really ask for anything, and I'm kind of free, and then I'm not torturing myself with anything. But this is actually is really pessimistic. It's very passive. So I don't care for anything and this and that. This actually and very opposite to our practice. Practice, it have to be proactive. Practice and to in contact with people. Some people, and just like a meditation, some people just sit there, even though they can sit very well and sit for a long time, but it's really use the cold water to soak the rock. And it's really not has any practice benefit. So this kind of people actually and has no wisdom. It is not liberated.
那最后呢，他告诉我们说，这些香啊，要各自内心，莫向外觅哦。其实是怎样，从我们自己所拥有的，所学习的，去实践戒定慧而得到的这一些，你所谓的这边的解脱之见，并不是说你去外面去求什么戒什么香，不是的。
On the end, liberation. This is really all this incense, preset, samadhi, and then wisdom is not really searching for some incense from outside. It's really need a practice to reflect inwardly to really put this into action to practice preset samadhi and wisdom and to get liberation and the liberation of the knowledge of nirvana.
所以呢，其实这个戒定真香它是用什么有形的这个有形有相的这个香来形容我们要从这个无形无相的心而起的心香才是最究竟的。
Instant of precept and samadhi, and the literally is using the form of instant and to remind us to practice the formless instant in the mind.
然后呢，这边就是我们要观想哈，这个我们的戒定真香，好能够这个普遍十方到一切的诸佛都能够悉遥闻哦，然后呢，这个跟他们可以感应道交啊，
We need to do contemplation of the instant of the mind and permeate 10 direction to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and with with our own appeal, pleading, and so they can respond to our pleading and our appeal.
这个极遍十方的这个十方啊，是什么啊？ 就是我们一切诸佛的世界，还有一切我们众生的世界，我们将它叫做什么？十法界。This
ten direction, it means all Buddhas and Mahasavas and then sentient beings. This is ten direction Dharma realm.
那后面这边习日耶稣免难消灾障啊，也是出自一个就是杂宝藏经里面的罗侯罗因缘品。杂宝藏经，就藏经。OK，so
here and this previously Yasodhara, this Yasodhara actually is coming from sutras.
它里面呢，这叫做什么？习日耶稣免难消灾障。这边是讲到说，哈，这个我们的悉达多太子哦，他不是偷偷出城去出家吗？然后呢，六年之后，他的耶稣陀罗是不是？啊，他的太子妃，然后生了一个小罗侯罗。 然后呢，这个净饭王是他的父亲嘛，就觉得说，哎，为什么我的儿子哈，出家那么久了，你这边才生一个儿子出来哦？他就觉得说，这个很不正常啊，哈。然后觉得说，就很多人议论纷纷啊，国王他也觉得说很没有面子啊，在当时的社会是这样哦。然后呢，就说，要把他们怎样？ 丢到这个火坑里面哈，要把他们烧死啊。
This actually saying Yasodhara avoid calamity and then avert disaster. And what does that means? And then back then, Buddha as Siddhartha, he was the son of the king, the emperor. So he sneak out his emperor. Empire and to take ordain, become monastic. And his wife and Yasodhara 6 years later and pregnant and to give a birth to his son. And at that time, Buddha's father and they're saying, and this is really strange, this is really weird. 6 years later and he already become monastic and become a monk. 6 years and 6 years later, his wife and gave a birth to a son. It must be something fishy, and then it's such a shame. And they're gonna throw her to Yasodhara and to be burned in the fire.
然后呢，就真的要把他们推到火坑去。结果呢，这个耶稣陀罗抱着罗侯罗走过去的跳下去的时候呢，这个火坑啊就变成什么？ 莲池了，所以我们常常，我们那个是什么？洒净的时候会有那个唱那个偈子嘛，哈，对，然后里面就会讲到什么？里面有一句就是那个火焰化红莲，有没有？其实是同样的出处，同样的故事。
At that moment, Yasodhara was holding Buddha's son, Roholo, and they ready to jump into this fire. And all of a sudden, there's a flame and turn it into lotus palm. A lot of time we are reciting the sutras and reciting the liturgy, we heard about this flame and transform into a lotus palm, and this is coming from the same place.
好，这边南无香云盖菩萨摩诃萨。哈，这香云盖是什么？就是我们刚刚讲的那个什么香，五分法身香所结成的这个云朵。哈，那其实是因为我们的前进的心而感动的所出现的，其实就是功德云啦。Next,
Namo Incense Cloud Canopy Bodhisattva Mahasattva. What is this cloud and the instant cloud? This instant cloud, it was what we talk about it, this five attributes of a Dhammakaya, Dhamma body. And because our very, very sincere, wholeheartedly mind and to recite and to invite our mind and then the deceased and this merit and virtues and form this instant cloud canopy.
然后这些云呢，它就成了一朵一朵的这个宝盖，然后在佛菩萨的这个头顶上啊。其实这个我们这些菩萨为了前进的供养诸佛而结成的这些祥云，所以我们叫做祥云盖菩萨。好，摩诃萨这边摩诃萨是什么？就是大菩萨嘛。So
This instant forms become cloud canopy above all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva's head. Mahasattva is the great Bodhisattvas, and this is all from our sincere mind incense to form this instant cloud canopy on top of their head.
好，那这边呢，以后菩萨们在唱这一个。 戒定真相站的时候，请大家要记得哈，要做观想，好，然后呢，能够这个引领最前进的心哈，一起把心借着你在深口意投注在这个法会当中，好，把心安定下来，好，沉定下来。当然啦，那个师父常告诉我们哦，如果你不会观想也没有关系啦哈，就是知道意思就好。那现在知道意思了吧？好，所以观想不成。
So in the future, in the Dhamma service, when Fa Shi is reciting this true instant of a precept of Samadhi, and you can start to contemplate this whole proceeding. And we use the most sincere mind wholeheartedly and abiding our body, speech, and mind in this Dhamma service. And our mind is very settled. And Sifu said that even though you don't know how to contemplate, how to imagine, but you understand the meaning, that's good enough.
那接下来呢，就是四句偈的地方。好，那这四句偈是非常有名的，我们常常听到的。The
next is that four sentence verses. This verses actually is quite famous. We heard that all the time.
好，我们讲义这边的字齁，有一些有错齁，什么娑婆夜浪流的夜好像写错了齁，请大家再改一下齁。那这是觉海虚空起娑婆夜浪流，若人登彼岸极乐有归舟哦。觉海哦，其实觉海这个名词啊，也是从这个楞严经里面来的齁，这边讲到说觉性周遍，甚深湛然。 故如海也，好，那是讲到说，我们的自信本来就具足的，好，我们的这个自信的功德是深广，像大海一样，所以它叫做是觉海。Okay,
so next we're going to talk about this for the sentence verses. 圣贤 being begin to drown in the sea of a samsara at the moment empty space arises. From our ocean-like original mind. By taking a bow, one can be delivered and cross the ocean of samsara to the shore of the pure land. What's this ocean-like original mind? And this is actually came from Surangama Sutra. Our original mind is all over the place and as wide as the universe, and so it's as wide as ocean.
那这个觉海呢，它本来是什么？它这边讲到说，觉尘，缘尘，觉缘妙，哈，非真非妄，不悟不迷啊。可是呢，我们现在是在怎么样？是在妄想分别执着当中而迷失颠倒。然后呢，这个。 所以呢，后面就接了一个虚空起，虚空什么？就产生了我们这个世界，好，我们所处的这个依报的这个环境，哈，就现前了。This original
mind is like ocean. Why? So it's not real. It's not real. It's not abiding. It's not non-abiding. So, because we have all this wandering thoughts and attachments, so we start have all the kind of deluded mind. Once our deluded mind arises, and all the empty space and start to arise.
这边有讲到说，当知虚空深入心内，犹如片云点，太清理，况诸世界在虚空也。然后空身大觉中，如海亦偶发，有漏为成果，皆依空所生哦。那这是讲到说，虚空其实是从我们的大觉，我们的觉性里面出来的。那空呢，它是在大觉里头，那就像什么？海里面的一个小水泡，这个一欧发，这个就是所谓的小水泡。好，那另外一个讲到说，空在你的心里头，好像一片云哈，在这个天空当中那么的渺小。那我们的心到底有多大？好，何况呢？好，这个世界是在虚空里面。好，那如果所有的世界都在这个虚空里面的话，那它是不是很渺小？那如果它又在你的心里的话，那它是不是又更小了？好，所以其实呢，这边讲到的是说，这个我们的觉性是遍满一切的。好，这些虚空啊，这些海啊，好，其实就像那个云朵，我们的烦恼，这些其实就像云朵，乃至于像这个海边的这些小水泡一样而已，是那么的渺小。
This emptiness this deluded mind is like a small bubble in the sea. It's like one piece of cloud in the gray in the big sky. And our mind is very little. And this world is very little in the space. So all these, one piece of cloud and one small little bubble in the great ocean is all very small. So our awakened mind, our original mind is as wide as ocean. So our vexation is really small. It's really tiny, like a small bubble, one small bubble in the ocean and one small little piece of cloud in the sky.
那《楞严经》这边还讲到一句齁，非常有趣，他讲多乃至虚空皆因妄想之所生起哦。连你讲的这些虚空都是妄想啊，哦，所以你不要再去执着什么虚空了啦，哦，什么觉海，这些其实都是妄想，你的杂念啊。
In the Surangama Sutra even said, this emptiness, this void, even is a wandering thought, it's deluded thoughts. And seed of a samsara and this ocean-like original mind, they all wandering thought, they all deluded thoughts. So don't get attached to those.
那我们因为在这些妄想、执着分别当中迷失颠倒，好，所以呢，我们就在这些那个五浊二世当中，不断的在这个六道的这个轮回一样，像大海一样，好，这个无量无边，越陷越苦啊，好，所以呢，就不曾有间断，就在这个我们所造的业里面在流浪啊。其实这个觉海无边哈，觉海跟这个娑婆世界哈，其实它是相对应啊，都是无量无边的啦。
Because we have all this deluded thought and this discrimination, differentiation, so we constantly flow in the seed of a samsara, and get stuck on this endless loop and then cannot come out, and then whatever the retribution we cause, and we flow in it, and in and out, we never get out of it. These actually all are deluded thoughts.
那这个娑婆世界，娑婆世界在哪里啊？在我们这里哦，好，他如果一个意思是也可以说是在我们这里啦齁，其实这个我们这个地方啊，这个 经典里面说我们叫做堪忍啊，叫做忍土啊，堪忍的世界哈、哦。阿弥陀佛那边叫极乐世界嘛哈、哦，那我们这边叫堪忍世界。我们是堪忍什么、啊？经典里面说哈、哦，我们这个世界里面的人哈、哦，都非常能够忍受十二三毒的烦恼哦，表示是什么？这边住的都是一些足臭之夫、哦、这个每天就在烦恼啊、哦、三毒当中、哦、这个越陷越怎样难以自拔。
What is the Saha world? Where is the Saha world? And Saha world is this world we live in. And to be opposite in the Western Pure Land, it's totally different. In the sutra, it says this Saha world actually is, we actually endure a lot of things called endurance world, literally. And we endure what? And 10 bad things and then three poisonous things. So we are living here. We actually all chasing all this foul smell. And it's really not easy to live in this Saha world.
那再来是若人登彼岸，极乐有归舟。彼岸在哪里呀、啊？啊，彼岸就是那一边，哪一边？没有烦恼的那一边哈、哦。对，哪一边是没有烦恼的？那一边就是那一边，对岸。这边哈、哦，彼岸就是我们生死的苦海，六道的苦海，离开了我们这些轮回的地方就是彼岸哈、哦。那我们讲这边讲的彼岸哈、哦，指的是阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。
So next two sentence, by taking the boat, and one can be delivered to cross the ocean of samsara to the shore of a pure land.And we ask us, that shore, which shore? It's that shore. It's the shore without any vexations. And actually is departing from that birth and death and samsara, endless samsara's that shore. And literally is Amitabha Buddha's pure land.
那这边讲到说你要到彼岸去，彼岸这一个极乐世界呢，其实它是有船可以去的。那这一条船叫什么船？般若船、解脱船，哈。可是在这边指的是什么？就是阿弥陀佛四个字而已。极乐有归舟啊，就是你只要一心称念阿弥陀佛的名号，其实阿弥陀佛啊，他就会什么亲自接引你到西方去。
Here we say the taking the boat, we can be delivered and cross to the other shore. We say this actually this a boat and this a ferry we can take to get there. And actually is what kind of ferry? It's a Bodhi liberation ferry. Actually, it is Amitabha's name, that simple few words and that it will take us and deliver us to the other shore.
那当然刚刚这些都是以比较狭义的来讲，事实上这一整段是要我们要能够反省我们自己哦，能够提起我们自己的觉知，其实我们的心原本就是具足一切的，为什么我们看不到彼岸，其实就是我们自己被这些烦恼所束缚了。好，那这边这四句话其实是这一整部三十系念佛事的主要的核心，它很清楚的告诉我们成佛的这个方向，还有这条路你怎么走，要我们能够这个出离生死往生极乐的彼岸。
What we explain is narrowly by the meaning, but it really wants us to reflect ourselves and bring up in our self nature, original nature. Our nature, our mind, and this is all originally have all this because we are tied down by a vexation and attachment. And so we could not see our original mind or self nature.This four sentence verses actually is the main focus of this Dhamma service. And they are literally very clearly in pointing out the direction and how to practice and where to go to down the path of liberation.
好，这个是这个四句偈里面呢，其实就是要我们这个起心动念不要向外攀援啊，我们本来就是清净圆满的，好，不要跟外面有这个身心世界的这个对立哦。那再来呢，就开始安慰说法了。好，这个念完之后，我们就会到这个哪里？功德堂去哈，然后功德堂这边就会有一些流程啊，就念阿弥陀佛，然后清凉地菩萨，然后念西方皆因阿弥陀佛，然后还有心经，然后往生咒，还有三真言啊，莲池会。
This tell us our mind and almost to watch our mind and not affected and by all the outside phenomena and environment, and not attached, not abiding, and no differentiation. Then we're gonna go through the proceeding and of our service. And then after these four verses, and then we are gonna go to the merit hall. This is some, and first of all, we recite, Namo Amitabha, and then, Namo Qingliang Di Pu Sa, Mo He Sa, and, all that. And then, we recite Heart Sutra, and, we recite the birth in the Pure Land, Dharani, reciting more Dharani.
然后呢，我们的诸法法师就会在这个功德堂这边说法啊。他讲到说，法王立物，悲智宏身，普遍十方，营养敏，明扬敏格。
The ceremony master is gonna give some Dharma talk, and starting the Buddha has made the vow with profound compassion and wisdom to help sentient beings.The Buddha's vows pervades the ten direction, which including human and spirit beings.
那这边就是讲到说，诸佛菩萨其实都是悲智宏身要度化我们。好，那普遍十方就是遍虚尽虚空遍法界的普遍的一切的这些众生哦，不管是这个诸佛世界一切。还有我们这些所有世界这些众生，这边讲到明扬米格，好，就是说这个十方的这些阴阳啊等等都没有障碍，没有间隔了，哈。那事实上呢，本来它就是没有间隔，好，普遍十方，好。那这边就是其实这个有这个明跟扬，其实是。从我们怎么样我们世俗人的眼光在看的其实这个十法界怎么样它是一体的、哦、我们活这些众生啊这人类啊活的这些人会以为明扬它就是用明扬是用什么去做分别生跟死、哦、死了就到哪里就是冥界众生然后扬就是什么我们这些阳上就是活着的那我们会觉得它是有所分别的齁但是呢以佛菩萨他们来讲这些是没有所谓的障碍的明阳两界都是什么从我们的心所造化的齁在心性上来讲其实它是不一不二的齁是没有分别的我们讲到说什么佛与众生都是什么一样的那其实我们跟这些冥界众生也是一样哈，是没有分别的。
Buddha has made his vow with profound compassion and wisdom to help sentient beings. The sentient beings in ten direction, including the human and spirit beings. This human and spirit beings, and it's really coming out of our ordinary people's mind. And we use the birth and death to separate that. And so when people die and they become spirit because we cannot see them, and it's really our discrimination, our distinction for that. All the Buddhas and the Bodhisattva, they don't distinguish that. And 10 direction, all Dharma realms are one thing. And sentient beings are all one thing. And also included are spiritual beings. We all one thing. There's no discrimination. There's no difference. This is all arising from the mind. And therefore, Buddha and sentient beings and spirit beings, there's no difference, are all the same.
所以呢，我们所谓名扬相通哦，其实心性是相感应的。好，我们只要以我们自诚、恳切的心来超度，所谓的这些亡灵，其实自然他们就会有所感应而得到利益哦。这就是这个，而且呢，我们这边还有什么悲智宏生的诸佛菩萨的加持哦，我们一定要相信说这些一切亡灵他都能够。
Because Buddha and sentient beings and all spirit beings, we are the same. And so we are all the same. We all connect together. So if during the Dharma service, we use our very, very sincere mind to transcend to the pure land, and there will definitely be benefit. And on top of that, we have Buddha's profound compassion, wisdom to help us. We definitely be able to help everybody.
再来是诸法法师他还继续讲，他说：“金蒙斋主某公位某界逢某之期，特请三生登座依凭教法，做三时系念佛事。” 乃尔亡灵招此圣缘，质疑严肃威仪来临坐下，恭临妙法一心受度。他这边就是很慎重的告诉我们，这个三时系念它是依这个佛法所制定的，那我们大家呢要这个珍惜这样子的佛事的因缘，那也要大家能够要有信心。 然后这边呢，依凭教法，其实我们上次有讲啊，三时系念是在下午几点钟开始？三点开始嘛，那你知道为什么三点开始吗？三时系念不是因为它是下午三点开始，所以叫三时系念？不是的，不是的，那但是我现在要问大家说，它为什么要在下午三点钟开始？ 夜30，还有呢？260内，还有没有？在中间那一段，对啊，那现在就是为什么要在中间那一段？为什么不在上午那一段？他说了，上午他们还没起床。 要在阴气的时候才会出现，他们还没起床。你们觉得是他们还没起床吗？没有所谓起床的，因为不用睡觉。好。OK，
The translation goes, for the sake of all sentient beings, in today's ceremony, we invite the master to ascend the seat and lead this ceremony according to Buddha's instruction. The spirit of the deceased, who have the rare opportunity to be present in this ceremony, should behave properly and listen with respect to the wonderful Dharma and single-minded, prepare to be delivered. Here it says the ceremony master very sincerely followed the Buddha's instruction. and everybody and shall really treasure this opportunity and with a great faith and follow the instruction, Buddha's instruction for this Dharma service. Here and the ceremony, it's usually in the 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Why is that? And some people say, maybe because the three observance Dharma service, so it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Or some people say they divide the time doing because by Indians rule. And some people say, oh, if it's too early, the spirit people is not up yet. So they usually coming out at nighttime. So some people say they don't even sleep. So what is it?
其实是吃饭时间还没到。诶，吃饭时间还没到。对对对，在经典里面哈，有一部经叫《毗梨三昧经》，它有就是有讲到说哈，早上是诸天时，哈，日午三是诸佛时。 然后日夕是畜生时，日暮是鬼神时，所以呢，我们说斋天是在什么时候？早上嘛。那我们佛前大供在什么时候？中午嘛，所以这个日暮呢是请谁来吃？就对了嘛，好。
Actually, the right answer is it's not the time for them to eat. What is that? And actually, in the precept of Samadhi Sutra, it says, in the morning, and it's make an offering to all devas. And in the noontime, we make offerings to all the Buddhas. In the afternoon, we make offerings and to all the animals. At the nighttime, we make offerings to spirit beings. It's that's why we do this three times observance for the deceased in the evening.
那这边就是请这些亡灵众生要招持圣言圣愿，自以严肃威仪来临坐下。那这边就是要请他们能够严肃威仪一起来恭临这个盛会。 然后一心能够接受佛法的超度，那我们要求他们这样，我们自己要不要做到？好，所以呢，上次我们是三十系列嘛，然后我就请要求大家怎么样，不要讲话，对不对？我觉得不是他们让我很感动，真的是很安静。那我觉得，这是我很早以前来这边。 跟这一次来，我觉得大家很大的一个不一样。我记得过去好像法会不是这么安静，那这一次三十信我发觉大家很安静。然后我就想说，是不是因为我都板着一张脸不要讲话，所以大家都很害怕这样子，就不敢讲话。那事实上我想应该是菩萨们自己自成的心。好，然后希望说这些我们所邀请来的这一些这个灵类的这些众生都能够。 跟我们的心一样的安定，其实师父有讲过，人心乱，鬼神会跟着乱，那既然我们邀请他们来这边一心受度，那我们自己也要起自诚前进的心，跟他们一样一起做到。其实我们的这个所谓的法会有多大的功德，多大的效益，你不用去问别人，你真的不用问别人，要问谁？问自己。 如果你心真的够虔诚，够恭敬，那我相信这一堂佛事，它非常有功德力。这些你所邀请来有缘无缘这些众生，一定能够跟你一样，而且他一定能够得到佛法的这些超度往生。那如果你那一天来是像我刚刚讲的等一下要买菜，那等一下要干嘛？那我跟你说，那就是这样了，这个。
要问你自己才知道了。And then in the sutra it says we invite them the spirit of the deceased who has a rare opportunity to be present in this ceremony should be behaved properly and listen and with respect to the wonderful Dharma. And it really, we're not only asking for the deceased beings, and also we want to ask ourselves to be mindful of our composure and to be humble in our demeanors. So we not only ask them, we ask ourselves. Actually, this time when I came back to U.S. and we have this three times observance Dharma service, I was deeply moved. And I did ask all the participants and not to speak and to be silent. And everybody did follow the rule. It's much quieter than my previous experience. And it's all because I have this strict poker face, and that's why people see me and people follow the rule. Not likely. I believe in all of you, it's your sincere mind coming out of your heart. And you really wish all the sentient beings and their mind will be very settled. And our mind is settled and their mind is settled. And Sifu once said, if our mind is all scattered all over the place, and all the spirit beings and their mind will be scattered all over the place. And and each time after Dharma service, you wanna you wonder how much virtual merit and I just did for this Dharma service. Don't ask anybody else. You should ask yourself. If your mind is very sincere, very settled, and then you wholeheartedly and participate this Dharma service, and that will be have a tremendous virtual merit. And all the spirit realm, it will be transformed and transcend into a Western Pure Land. And not like the early example I gave to you. I came here and for the Dharma service, my physical body here, but my mind, and I got to go shopping later. So in that way, and you really won't have too much merit and virtue in the Dharma service.
叫我们要严肃位移哈，然后就一起念佛，然后回到我们这个主坛场上来，然后我们再会再一次的请圣供养，再会一次的这个唱一个炉香赞哈，那再一次的哈请求这个诸佛菩萨哈能够护法龙天一起来护持哈，能够降临护持我们的坛场。好，然后呢这个结束之后，好，这个炉香赞齁，应该不用解释，如果要了解齁，那个受过菩萨戒的人应该都知道齁，师父在菩萨戒当中有特别讲这个炉香赞内容的意涵齁。那接着呢这个炉香赞完了之后齁，你就发现说我们就会有一位斋主代表会什么跪在那个香炉前面齁。然后我们的这个主法法师就会再开示这一段偈文。
So the next proceeding, and return back to the main hall and, then, recite, praise, of incense offering. With this, incense offering, most people are very familiar with, even in the Bodhisattva precept, and Sifu had, explained in detail. It's really, we invite all the sages and come here and, to the Dharma service with us. And then that time, and there will be a representative kneel down in front of, a Buddha and then start with the next proceeding. And the Dharma, the master, the ceremony master, and will give a Dharma talk.
好，我们一起来念一下这个偈文好不好？来，请圣供养的哈。此一半香根盘节外，支坡成环，不经天地已生成，其属阴阳而造化，热向炉中专身供养，常住三宝。刹海望林极乐导师阿弥陀佛观音世至清净海众 七藏真香普同供养，好，香云盖菩萨摩诃萨，好，南无香云盖菩萨摩诃萨，南无香云盖菩萨摩诃萨。
We are gonna recite this the next Dharma talk. Our true nature or true mind, represented by this incense, is not confined by time and or space, produced by heaven or earth, or made or transformed by yin and yang. I put the incense in the censer to offer it. Our true mind to the three jewels, all beings in the world. Amitabha Buddha, our guide to the world of ultimate bliss. Avalokiteshvara, Mahasamaprabdha, and innumerable pure tranquil bodhisattvas. This incense therefore represents a universal offering. 南无香云盖菩萨摩诃萨。
中文第九页，英文是第三页。我们的这个仪轨本子哈，那这边哈，此一半香，这是什么香？真的有一半香哦。那个我们的诸法法师会拿出一个香段出来，好，那这是什么像？跟刚刚一样，从有形的、有像的，然后呢，你应该说它是怎么样？一半心香，哈，表达我们的诚意，哈。那这边讲到说，我们看到虽然是这个一半的这个香段，它这边根盘节外支破成环哦，这个。根盘节外其实是讲到的是时间的观念，好，节是我们这个佛教里面时间的一个计数，好，那其实讲的是无限，好，然后没有这个开始的这一个时间，好，无始无终的时间，比喻的其实是我们本来这个自信的心性本来就是具足的，它一直都是存在，永远存在，没有过去现在和未来，好，它这是讲的是一个超越时间的一个概念。然后支破成环呢，好，我们看起来好像说哦，这个香段是怎样，好，这个从这个香木里面来的嘛，好，其实这个讲的是宇宙法界的这个空间的概念、哦、空间的观念，那整一个根盘节外支破成环是表示说我们的心性是完全超越时间跟空间的，不是指的只是诸法手上的这一根香段而已，也是要回到我们的自性本性回来。
In the beginning, and the first sentence was saying, our true mind is represented by this incense. So you will see the ceremony master actually pick up one piece of incense. He's using this incense form and to represent the incense of our mind. The roots of this incense is totally exceeding the time and space. It's just like our self nature, our true nature. It's exceeding, surpass the time and the space. There's no past. There's no present. And no future. There's no beginning. No end. So we use this piece of incense to represent our incense of a mind, and this is exceeding, does not confine by time space, and produced by heaven or earth, and made transformed by yin and yang.
那不经天地以生成，其属阴阳而造化哈。那这一般香，它并不是我们所看到的哈，我们的这些我们这些世俗人所看到的是这个天地所生成的，那更不是这些什么风经过风吹日晒啊雨淋啊这些自然造化而来的。 是我们本来就具足的这些本性，它并不是有形的，而是我们的什么心香的一份前进，虔诚的热向炉中专身供养，以我们前进的心香、自信的心香来供养。供养谁？常住三宝，刹海万灵，指的就是遍虚空法界的一切的众生，不管师父讲到说众生他包括所有的动物、植物、矿物，通通都包括在里面，都通通一起供养。然后尤其呢这边因为这边讲到是极乐的净土法门，所以极乐岛是阿弥陀佛、观音、观世音菩萨、大势至菩萨、清净大海众菩萨，都以我们的这一份最前进的心香，我们都什么同时能够普遍的没有分别的来供养这些所有的十方大众。
This instant of a mind is not confined by time and space, produced by heaven or earth, or made or transformed by yin and yang. This particular self nature, this our self natures, we all have it, and originally, and we use this mind of a fragrance and to earnestly to make an offer to everlasting three jewels and sentient beings. And this instant of a mind is not created in our ordinary minds, created by the nature, we can actually see it, is formless. So, we make a universal offering to, all sentient beings, to all the animals, to all sentient beings, and also to all the plants and all the rocks, and everything, everybody, we make a universal offering. And also here, we talk about Amitabha Buddha and Avalokitesvara and Mahasamapta. This is the method of a Pure Land method. So we have no distinction. We have no discrimination. We make a universal offering to all of them.
那到这个段落呢，你会发现说我们的这个诸法法师他就开始行礼，因为这些诸佛菩萨都被我们请来了。好，然后呢，其实是在这个时候，整一个法会的现场其实就是一个十法界，好，所有的不管是前面刚刚讲的哈阴阳明阳米格，好，还是我们跟这些诸佛菩萨，其实都是什么没有分别的，那全部其实都一起在这一个法会的空间里面，好，在这个时间里面，我们全部都在这个地方，好，一起要开始哈这个三十系念的主要的这个内容，就是它的这个本法的部分要开始了。
At that time, we will see a ceremony master and start do prostration, because we invite everybody, all the Buddhas, the Mahasavas, and all the spirit realm, and from all 10 direction or Dharma realms. So there's no distinction of anything, and there's no Buddha, there's no sentient being, and everybody all together at the present time, at the present moment, and at this place, all together participate this Dharma service.
好，那接下来第一时佛事就要开始了。那每一时的佛事呢会分成五个段落。好，会分成五个段落。那这五个段落就是从这个第一个是什么？意念净土，然后呢，细念弥陀，功德堂说法，忏悔发愿，然后愿生西方。哈，那它整一个本法的，就是这一个佛事里面最主要的内容就是本法，那里面有分了三时，就是第一个阶段、第二个阶段、第三个阶段。好，那每一个阶段呢都会有这个五个段落。
Okay, well, we can see the three times observance structure. Now we're going to start the main Dharma service. In the proceeding of the main Dharma service, and it's divided into three periods of time. Within each time, we can divide it into five parts. And the first is to remember Pure Land. The second to the observance of Amitabha. And the third is Dharma's talk in Merit Hall. The fourth, repent and give vows. And the last, the fifth, vow to be reborn in Pure Land. So, this is the main Dharma service, three parts, and each part has five divisions.
那这第一时呢，主要是开示的内容啊，就是告诉我们，这个有，好，我们上次有讲，它三时是有，然后什么空，然后中，好，那另外呢，它还有涵盖的这个性，第一时是要劝信我们，然后第二个呢，是要发愿啊，第三个是行，所以第一个第一时呢，我们看到它所谓的内容里面呢，就是劝劝我们，就是告诉我们有这个有极乐净土，好，有万有佛国，然后要劝我们，要相信，要求生净土。
Three period of Dharma service. And the last time we talked about the first period, actually it talk about existence. The second it talk about emptiness and the non-existence. And the third it talk about and the middle way. There's no existence and no non-existence. And also the first period and the main focus is faith. And the second is a vow. And the third is practice. And the first is existence. And one is to believe in there's a Western Pure Land. This is a Pure Land and there. And so one is to believe to arise faith.
那我们大家有拿到这个白文的这一份讲义哦，我们就可以看到说，其实它第一时这边讲的哈，真的都是有的东西哈。那有什么？有这个什么贤智乳身啊、醍醐梭罗这些，所有都是有的。然后第二时呢，讲到就是什么星光啊等等的三光水色哈，什么都是讲的是这个。 空的，然后愿生西方这边呢，就是告诉我们要往发愿往生。那第三时里面就是讲的是中哈。如果对于那个里面的内容啊，请大家可以把这个白文的这一章讲义可以再看一看哦。那这个第一时啊，就是意念净土，那主要是这个讲的是《阿弥陀经》。好，那《阿弥陀经》呢是这一个。 三十信念，主要的根本的这个经典，所以它每一时都要我们提醒我们要意念这个净土，然后呢，再来是有往生咒，那这往生咒也是这一个佛事里面最特别的，就是它只有这样一个咒语，没有其他的咒语。好，那往生咒呢，它的全名叫做什么？把一切业障根本得生净土陀罗尼。 所以它其实它有两个主题，第一个是什么？把一切业障根本，第二个是什么？得生净土。所以持这个咒呢，你就看到说，它就有这两个功能。从它的名字这个咒的这个题目，你就知道说它有这个两个功能跟意义。那也是就是帮助这些众生，能够这个。 得生净土，那其实它是有前后的，是的，你要先怎么样根除掉你的这个业障，然后这个才得以往生，这是这个往生咒。那其实有很多祖师大德有讲到说，往生咒它只有前面几个字需要翻译，后面的不用翻译。那 其实我们只要他知道它的功能就好了。不过前面也有讲到说，一句阿弥陀佛就可以包含一切了。好。 然后再来是讲到信念弥陀。
The first period is talk about faith. The second period talk about give vows. And the third is practice. And the first period, Amitabha Sutra is the main practice. Afterwards we follow the birth, in the Pure Land Dharani. That Dharani is very, very special. There's another name, is eradicate all roots of negative karma, attain rebirth in the Pure Land Dharani. And why is that? This Dharani actually have a very special function. It's all Dharani. So this particular name we want to explain. First of all, you have to eradicate and remove all the roots of negative karma. Then you can be reborn in the Pure Land. And we need to understand the function of this Dharani. And then, of course, recite Buddha's name, Amitabha Buddha's name, and then follow.
我想请教一下，我们刚刚讲了有阿弥陀经，然后有往生咒，念阿弥陀佛等等的哈。那不管您是修持什么样的法门，你希望你往生的时候，你记得的是什么？阿弥陀佛，还有吗？有没有人往生的时候，你希望你要记得的是什么？那时候的念力是什么？好，我跟大家分享有一个老菩萨哈，他一接触佛法的时候，那个时代哈。是不念阿弥陀佛的，觉得阿弥陀佛是怎样？对，死人的时候才念的。好，在那个时候，而且他当时又是斋教的，哈，在台湾那个时候，我认识他的时候，他已经七八十岁了，在很早期，其实他应该是就是跟佛教接触算是很早期，是早期的斋教的，哈。然后呢，他不念阿弥陀佛，可是他念什么？往生咒。他再怎么念他都念往生咒哦，他非常会念，而且呢每天很勤快的念，一直到他那时候应该有80岁了吧，他哈，我们都想说啊，这老菩萨应该叫他念什么阿弥陀佛四个字就好了，你不要念那个南无阿弥陀佛夜多他且多夜太长了哈，然后一直叫他念阿弥陀佛，他不念就是不念，他就是继续念，你叫他说诶你念佛，然后他就那么阿弥陀佛夜多他可以多，他就开始念这个，他不知道念佛，可是他知道这个，一直到他得了那个老人痴呆症的时候啊，你跟他说你念佛，他还是念什么？对，就一直念往生咒哦。然后他的家人就觉得说诶不行咧，这样不行咧，一定要念阿弥陀佛才可以，然后就拿念佛机给他放在他的口袋里，把他因为老人家那个老人痴呆，他其实那时候已经蛮严重了，已经什么都不太清楚了。可是他知道什么？要把念佛机拿起来做什么？你们知道吗？摔掉。他觉得那个很吵，阿弥陀佛太吵了。然后给他一台，他摔一台，哈，给他两台，摔两台。然后把它缝在口袋里面，用缝的哦，他可以把那个口袋拆掉。你知道他对阿弥陀佛厌恶到这个程度啊！所以那个时候，你要他念什么？其实就是念他原来的，我觉得我很敬佩他，就是说他到最后一念，他都知道他要做什么，而且他做这件事情是对的，他就是念往生咒，一直念，一直念，一直念哦。你们有没有这样子的愿力？一个法门，从年轻的时候，他就是一个斋教的家庭，然后。嫁到那个家庭里面去，他就是吃素，然后呢就是念往生咒，一直到往生他都还要念往生咒。我们有没有这个愿力？你不要说功力好了，这功力真的是很不可思议而且很不容易的，你们可以做到吗？你要念什么？什么好不行？现在你不可以告诉我什么好念什么，而是你现在要清楚什么是好。你们知道什么是好吗？ 随便的啊，只要我觉得你们觉得就是哪一个佛号或者哪一个咒语，我觉得只要你觉得，当然最简单的刚刚的一字洪名了嘛，超二生死嘛，对不对？如果你能够念阿弥陀佛，你从现在请你就发愿，把它变成你刚刚那个老菩萨的功力。念佛，他一开口就是，他就是南无阿弥陀佛，这个就是他的什么？就是他的佛号，就是他觉得他要去的地方。好，那我们可不可以这样？请大家要思考一下。好，这个功力，你每天这样子，哦，有啊，我有去道场，好，我有去共修，哦，我有去禅期，好，我有去佛期，然后三十信念我也有去，好，梁皇忏我也有去，水忏这边有拜，我都有。可是你知道你最终要什么吗？其实这一些法门都是你的前行方便，都是让你安定身心，好，知道你要怎么样去修行。可是最终你一定要有一个你自己专有的，你自己专心一意要念的，一心一意要去的地方。如果没有的话，你等于说只有怎么样，都是在马路上乱走，你也不知道要去哪里，没有方向啊。好，你们都有了吧？有了没啊？要有要有要有，上个礼拜已经跟大家讲要发愿了，那这个礼拜的功课是什么？还是发愿，而且要清楚明了。下次开口念佛，然后你要念什么？就是看像我上次讲那个什么药师经，对不对？然后有菩萨说，这样子东奔西跑也蛮辛苦的。药师经去哪里？东方药师琉璃世界。然后现在讲什么？对啊，然后他说，法师我要去哪里呀？东奔西跑蛮辛苦的。那你们就看嘛，你们想要东奔还是西跑嘛，就跑一个方向就好，不然到时候你会乱掉。你们不要像方丈和尚一样一年要两次东奔西跑。好，这个一定要清楚哈。我讲太多斋教啊，斋教是斋，就是吃斋的那个斋，我觉得是当时的一个居士佛教了。不是一贯道，不是斋教，对，是民间的一个居士的佛教，传统居士佛教。
Do you know when the moment you're gonna die, what you're gonna recite? Do you know? You're gonna recite this rebirth Dharani, or you're gonna recite Amitabha Buddha's name?Do you know what's your practice method? Let me share the story with you. And this old Bodhisattva, she doesn't know how to recite Amitabha Buddha's name. She's one of those worldly practice Buddhas. They know to be vegetarian, and then they know certain days a month, and then to be vegetarian and those kind of practice, and not particular Buddhas. She only know how to recite this rebirth Dharani, and she's recited daily and very diligent. And she's 80 some years old, and she recited this since young until very old. And some people suggest, well, you're getting old, instead of recite this Dharani, and you should really recite Amitabha Buddha's name. And she doesn't know it, and until later on, she has Alzheimer's disease. And people say, oh, yeah, she should really recite Amitabha Buddha's name. So they gave her this chanting machine. And she thought the noise coming out of the chanting machine of reciting Amitabha Buddha's name is really noisy, and it is really annoying. And she really literally throw away that chanting machine. And then people even stitch it in her clothing, in her pocket. And she still managed to take apart the stitches and throw that away. She's really, really don't like it. She really hated that chanting machine. She really do not want to recite Amitabha Buddha's name. She continued to recite her rebirth Dharani. And actually, I really admire her willpower. Regardless, and one method since the young and then until old, and she's constantly practiced all the time, very diligently, and until she ready to depart from the world. And she has a great determination. We don't even talk about great determination. It's just the willpower alone is really admiring. And now I want to ask you guys, and what method do you use? We have a Dharma service. Oh, let's go to Dharma service. And then we have a repentance Dharma service. Okay, let's do that. And then we have a meditation retreat. Oh, let's go that. And these are all the expedient means and to help us to settle our body and mind. And the final method, and you have to decide what do you want to use. If you just go with the flow and go with any kind of method, and it's really not going to help you at the very last moment, you will lose your direction and you don't know what to do at that moment. And now I want to really ask you, ask yourself in your heart, what's your method? What's really, really your method? It's not last time when I talk about Medicine Buddha Sutra, or Medicine Buddha Sutra is his land, it's in the east. Now we talk about Amitabha Sutra is in the west. Oh, so we have to go from the east to the west and constantly, and we don't know where to go. And you have to ask yourself, what's your method? And your method is going to use from now on to the end of the time. And then you can use, even though you lose your mind, you can use sincerely, wholeheartedly. What's your method?
那我们今天呢就把这个讲到了招请讲完哈，然后我想留给大家一个礼物，就是这个三十系念的白文哦。那这个白文其实就是整一个三十系念的重点。好，那其他比如说像其他的一些战绩啊等等，都是配合这些仪文好所安排的这个流程啊。那这边呢也会看到那个第二信念弥陀这一边哈，其实这里的偈子都是这三十佛师的重点。好，然后后面呢这个功德堂说法呢也是很重要的一个点名的这个重点哦。那其他的呢有时间请大家能够去看一看哦，整一个禅境的这个融合的思想观念哦，包括你这个自心净土，然后这个佛国净土的这个修持的方法哦，都在里面。好，那希望大家有时间能够看一看，这个是给大家的哈。那这个本子就要还给常住，好，还给常住。架构也是给菩萨们，好，也是给菩萨们。好，大家可以对这个佛事有多一些了解。那希望呢，下次的我们道场在办三十系念佛事的时候啊，大家能够对这个佛事能够有更多的体验。好，你会觉得说其实一场佛事的成就，那真的是非常的殊胜的。好，有这些祖师大德为我们编排了这么好的这个仪轨，好，我们应该要好好的珍惜。
We finish the first part of invitation. So our time is up, and there's two gifts I want to leave to you guys. This three-time observance Dharma service main text and the structure. These two you can look through the first period, the second period, and the third period. So the main thing is the second part we talk a lot about self, the Pure Land of self nature, and the the Pure Land of the Buddha's land, and also provide all the method to practice. Hopefully next time when you really participate this Dharma service, and then and you'll be more focused, and you have a more experience and more feeling, and then we should be deeply appreciate great master ancestor, and then they use their special energy to write this liturgy and to help us to practice. This is a really special opportunity.
那里面的很多的重要的这些偈子，其实都是这个中峰国师他的怀净土诗里面所摘录出来的。好，那如果大家还要对这个佛事多一些了解，当然那个楞严经是不可少的哈，里面有很多的经句是引自楞严经，那大家可以去参酌这中峰国师的这个怀净土诗，还有楞严经。那就到这边，谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛。
All these verses is coming from Master Zongfeng's collection of poem of a Pure Land, and then also you need to study Surangama Sutra, and a lot of verses is coming out of Surangama Sutra. Thank you, Amitabha.